will be the 1845 Trans-Pennine Express service to Newcastle.
I'm Amica George, I'm 17 years old and I'm from London.
Amica George is just on her way back from work experience at the UN in her summer holidays. She's confident, articulate, friendly and mature beyond her years. In affluent London, she hadn't heard about period poverty until earlier this year, but that didn't stop her wanting to get involved.
So it was around March earlier this year that I started to hear about period poverty in the news, and it all happened when Freedom for Girls, the charity, started to redirect their products to Leeds from Kenya, and that kind of shocked a lot of people, so including me, I was absolutely shocked.
Amica wasn't the only one to be shocked. Chloe Tingle and Shay Vora are just out of university and directors of a social enterprise called No More Taboos. They have been working with homeless and vulnerable women and girls for a few years and provide sustainable sanitary protection on their website. This summer, they travelled around the country asking young women to tell them about their attitudes to periods and poverty in preparation for a period poverty summit in Leeds on the 14th of October.
We don't think there's been enough research done into period poverty to understand the levels of who it's affecting. We know it's out there. We've met women who are living in period poverty, but it's a double taboo. Poverty is a taboo and periods are a taboo. So it's very difficult to get people to tell you their story about this. So we need much more research to find out the links between food poverty and period poverty and to understand the level with young people, as well as kind of the women that we've been working with so far in terms of homeless women and vulnerable women.
They have been working with the health charity Plan UK, and as Shay Vora explains, the problems are far more wide-reaching than just not being able to afford some sanitary towels.
Poverty really affects a range of issues. Like, it brings about inequalities in health, it brings about inequalities in education. If you're a girl and you're going to school and you can't afford sanitary products, then you're missing out on education. So, yeah, it's a really, really big issue.
A really big issue which needed a spotlight shone on it, decided Amica George.
People in power weren't changing it. So I had this idea to start a petition on change.org, and I called it Free Periods, and it's to ask the government to give girls on free school meals free sanitary products too. And since then, I've just been really overwhelmed with the support. At the moment, it's at almost 11,000 signatures, and I've got the support of some quite high-profile people like Sherry Blair and Kathy Newman, Ken Loach, and it's just been really amazing. I've been to the House of Lords twice now to discuss the progress of my campaign. So I've met with Baroness Burt, who's a Lib Dem peer, and Shami Chakrabarty, who's the Shadow Attorney General. And they've both been really supportive, and we've kind of discussed how we can kind of get this through and kind of make the government take notice sooner.
The stories Amica and the others have discovered are the kinds of things that really should make the government take notice.
Awful stories, and a lot of them have emailed me saying I grew up in a family of six and I was the only girl and I had no idea what to do, so I'm so glad people are starting to take notice. But that was 50 years ago, and like, just awful stories of girls saying that they literally every single night they would come home and go through all the sofas and try to look for spare change, just pennies on the floor and whatever, just to try and make up enough money to afford sanitary products. It's just awful.
Since the credit crisis and government changes in the benefit system, more and more people in the UK are struggling and need access to food banks and social welfare. Although some politicians and lawmakers are aware of the issue, it still hasn't been enshrined in law, and free sanitary protection is not yet given out to girls who need free school meals. But that hasn't dampened Amica's enthusiasm for the project and campaigning in general.
I think it's definitely opened my eyes up a bit more to kind of the things that are possible, especially with social media now. I think a lot of people underestimate the power of the internet and the fact that I've managed to do all this just from, you know, my laptop at home. So it's kind of made me think twice about how people can use the internet and use whatever resource is possible to make a positive change in the world. And it sounds really corny, but I think that if more people, especially young people, realise that they can do amazing things just from, you know, from their bed, then, you know, everyone can kind of come together and collaborate. And just to see that many people sign the petition that I started has been really inspiring. So I don't know where it will take me later in life, but yeah, I've definitely felt like it is possible to make a change from what I've done.
And that spirit looks like propelling Amica far into the future and getting the issue onto everyone's agendas at the same time too.
It's actually the first time I've ever done anything like it, so it's been quite overwhelming. I think I just kind of thought that I'm in a really lucky position where I've never had to go through any of this, and when I start my period, I've never even thought twice about not having pads, so when I read about it, it just completely shocked me. Like, I just couldn't get over it and I couldn't stop thinking about it, so I just thought, if there's something I can do that would help, then that's good. And since then, loads has happened that's kind of helped me to raise awareness. So I've spoken at different events and I've gone to meet different people, the peers and meet other campaigners, and I have a few things lined up at the end of the year which are really exciting. So I'm hoping that period poverty is going to become a more frequently used word in society.
For DW, this is Emma Wallace in London.